Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, market trends and investment opportunities. This is Chiranjeevi Chakraborty. The aggressiveness with which the Chinese government has clamped down on the country's consumer technology companies has shocked investors around the world. While technology companies have come under increased scrutiny in recent years, no one has challenged their might quite like the Chinese government has. The shockwaves of China's actions have made investors rethink if they should invest in Chinese companies at all. And if not in China, then where? Many suggest India could be an obvious destination for venture capitalists, family offices, and sovereign wealth funds looking to get out of China. We caught up with Edelweiss AMC's Head of Product Marketing and Digital Business, Niranjan Awasthi, to understand what is unfolding in China and if India could stand to benefit from this technology purge.
Welcome to ET Markets Investors Guide, sir. Thank you so much for joining in today. I hope you're doing well.
Thanks, my pleasure. And yes, I'm doing very, very well.
Great. So, as you know, over the past at least 2 weeks and even prior to that, there has been a lot of, you know, turbulence in the technology space, especially because of what is happening in China. Given your understanding of the space and given your relationship with the Greater China Equity Offshore Fund, could you help us, you know, break it down as to what really is currently happening in China vis-a-vis the technology sector?
Broadly, you know, what is happening in China is the regulatory regime currently in the China internet space is creating some short-term headwinds. And I believe which may continue for some time. But largely, it is, you know, believed that these pressures will ultimately prove to be very, very transitory. The regulatory overhang shouldn't be seen as negatively impacting, because most of these companies are, you know, very large corporations, have very proven business model. If you see recently, you know, the uptick in the activity on the part of Chinese tech regulators has been very, very high. But it would be wrong to assume that they are taking an indiscriminate hardline stance that will unduly penalize their own tech giants. Because indeed, if you see with the background of escalating geopolitical rivalry between US and China, it would be very hardly in the interest of Chinese government to punish their own domestic companies. So rather what the Chinese government wants to see is basically a fair, well-functioning and resilient industry playing field for most of their tech companies. If you see the five-year plan drawn by the current government of China from 2020 till 2025, the five key important things which they are going to focus is expand domestic demand with keeping the development of the external sectors, improve the self-sufficiency of key technologies and products. Now, technology is part of their five-year plan. Promote common prosperity. Some social cause and some, you know, the recent news which we have seen is part of that. And the environment, lastly, environmental protection. So these are basically four key agenda from the five-year plan. And if you see whatever is happening within the tech or any other sector as well, is largely in line with the agenda where they want to keep a very open space, makes room for, you know, new innovation to flourish, whether it is technology or whether it is any other, area. For example, if you see, the recent internet regulation is not particularly different from the direction from where the other Western countries are. If you go back maybe 1 or 2 years back, even US and European Union have come up very hard on some of the tech giants. I think so Chinese perhaps are behind the curve and they are doing it now as far as the tech regulations are concerned.
Right, sir. I would, I mean, that point that you made about, you know, it being a global sort of a situation is very important here, because it's not only China, as you mentioned, but the tech sector at large has come under increased regulatory scrutiny all over the world. Do you believe that China's action could actually give confidence to even other regimes and other governments across the world to, you know, put a leash on their tech sector in order to, you know, to improve competitiveness of the sector and probably also enhance or reduce the anti-competitive nature of some of the, you know, the too big to fail sort of situation that we are seeing in some of the technology companies, with some of the technology companies. So do you think that probably China's actions, although probably on a grander scale than probably the EU or US, and even for that matter in India as well. So is this the roadmap forward for most governments with respect to the technology sector?
Yes, that will be, you know, the roadmap for most governments, and it is already happening. And even in past, it has happened not only with tech, but any other sector. If you go back maybe 10, 20 years back, there were a lot of regulations, even in the telecom sector, when telecom sector started flourish, de-licensing and, you know, opening up. Even if you see the internet consumer sector today, in India, there have been regulations which are being, you know, sought. If you go on the Western side, a lot of social media companies have come under the radar in terms of, you know, how the data is stored. Are they into, you know, monopolistic behavior? A lot of ride sharing or aggregators, how they are treating their labor. So because this sector is very new, and, you know, no one expected these tech companies across various sectors to become giants in their own sectors, I think so a lot of government will definitely look at these sectors, not with doubt, but how they can, you know, create a level playing field even for other players to flourish, and also check if at all there are any monopolistic or inappropriate use of market power. And right, that is already happening to some extent.
Right. So then therefore, you know, the obvious question to ask is that whether China's actions and probably what you have mentioned of other governments as well mark a tipping point for technology investing. I mean, so far technology investors have just, you know, focused on the business model, the potential of the idea, the growth trajectory and stuff like that. But regulatory concerns were not really, you know, in the top five of most investors' concern or list. So does this mark a tipping point for technology investing globally, in your opinion?
I don't think so. See, for any sector, when there are regulatory, you know, framework being made, it is basically very progressive as well for other players to come in. Also, technology today is a very, very broad sector, right? It is not only internet companies, but it is also robotics, which is used in medical science. It is not only entertainment. It is also automobiles, which is into electric vehicles. A lot of government, in fact, are promoting, you know, usage of green fuel. So technology today is a very, very broad sector. And it is not only internet companies or only aggregators. So yes, some part of this technological, you know, stack or technology sector will see some regulatory framework being framed. But ultimately, it will prove beneficial, not only for the existing player, because they will get a lot of clarity on what they can do, what they cannot do. And also, let's you know, accept the fact that these companies are very, very flexible when it comes to adopting to newer, whether it is regulation or change of behavior, and that's where they flourish. So they, there will be changes, but it will be very progressive. These companies will be, you know, very quick to adapt to those changes. And at the same time, because of these regulatory frameworks, a lot of new players also would flourish, in my view.
Right, sir.
But
so,
yes,
yeah.
It is not a tipping point. So as you asked, it is not a tipping point. I think so. This is an inflection point. Because going ahead, each and every sector will be touched by technology, and you know, one cannot deny the powerful role technology will play in each of our you know, sectors that we have today.
Understood. So of course, I mean, whatever, usually if something, you know, happens in China, the most obvious question to ask is, you know, whether how will India be affected by it. And some have come to suggest that this entire episode could help India, you know, in terms of long-term, attracting global long-term investors. What are your thoughts? And have you already started seeing some chatter around this?
So India, if you see in last 2-3 years, yes, there are certain sectors like chemicals and a few others where India has benefited because of policies framed by the Chinese government related to environmental protection and all. So yes, India would benefit. Specifically, what is happening in tech is very different, and it is more to do with what is happening within China. But broadly, you know, India is definitely on the verge of benefiting from China plus one policy. But that is limited to certain sector, not all sector. We can't expect that to happen in all sectors, because a lot of these sectors are linked to domestic environment of China, and that really cannot be substituted by Indian companies.
Understood. So, of course, you're talking about the, you know, the shift of business away from, say, China to probably India, and the way we have seen in the China plus one theme. But do you think on the portfolio front, it could, you know, probably nudge investors to move away from China and probably invest more in other Asian, you know, technology hubs like India or Philippines, for that matter, because the regulatory uncertainty is quite high right now with respect to China?
I don't think so, because see, China is a very structural story which has been unfolding over many years. If you see maybe 25-30 years back, India and China were probably much closer to each other in terms of, you know, economic development, the GDP growth numbers and all. But over the last decade or so, China has taken over very fast. Also going forward, you know, while India will have its own track to prosperity, and India will definitely flourish, when we talk about other Asian countries, I think so, there's no one which come closer to China. China is huge. If you see, it is being forecasted over the next decade or so, it will surpass US economy in terms of its size. If you see
right.
domestically what's happening in China economy, China today is close to say around 60% of urbanization. It is set to increase to almost 75%. The per capita GDP of China is close to $8,500, which is set to increase to almost $15,000 over the next few years. China will add almost half a billion people to middle class population, and that is highest after India. India is expected to add a similar number. If you look at other Asian countries, nowhere is near when we look at these numbers. So these numbers are huge. China definitely has a lot of demographic advantage, population, low cost labor. This will definitely help China's own domestic consumption to flourish, because these are the basic ingredients for any economy to do well. And when the economy does well, definitely equity market has a lot of scope to generate returns.
Right. So then I'll conclude, probably, you know, given that we have generally touched upon the macro issues surrounding what is happening in China, I'd like to conclude today's, session by asking what's a bit more technical question. And is it possible that we may see a reduction in China's weight going forward in the MSCI indices, if the index aggregator were to, you know, take a more negative view of the regulatory actions that are happening with respect to technology sector and other spaces as well. And if that happens, do you think that probably passive flows would, you know, flood Indian markets, given that India would largely benefit from any reduction in China's weight?
So in fact, the reverse is going to happen. And I'll tell you why. Because a lot of people have missed this very important development in the Chinese market since 2019. So if you see what has happened is, in China, there are multiple markets. One is the mainland China market, and the other one is the Hong Kong, which is Hang Seng market. Since 2019, the Asia's market have started getting included in the MSCI emerging market.
Yes.
As we speak today, the share of Asia's market in the MSCI EM is close to 4%. So right. What is happening is the share of the other side, which is the Hang Seng and the other H shares listed market, is reducing, and the A shares market share is increasing. With full inclusion of 100% inclusion of A shares market, because it will happen gradually over a period of time, the weight of A shares market in MSCI emerging index will rise to almost 20-odd%. Now that is big. That is a huge incremental this thing. And if you see the overall weight of China, will be closer to around what it is today. In fact, it will increase with inclusion of Asia's market as well, because the overall pie of this China market will increase. And that is one reason why the ownership of FIIs in China market has been picking over the last few years. If you see, as we speak today, the percentage of domestic market cap owned by FIIs in Chinese equity is close to 3.8%. It was 2.5% at the end of 2019. So it's a significant rise. And this will continue to happen till the time, you know, the Asia's market is opening up for foreign institutional investors. If you look at the inflows, China has got close to $163 billion of FDI flows in 2020, which is almost three times of what India has got. It has got close to $144 billion USD FII inflows, which is again almost more than 70 times what India has got in 2020. So I think so in terms of flows, FIIs are investing in China. It shows up in the number. And the reason being is the opening of mainland China market for a lot of FIIs. There are very interesting opportunities, very interesting homegrown companies, which are now able to access foreign capital. And that is, as I mentioned, is one of the agenda of the current Chinese regime to, make the domestic economy more prosperous and give them access to, capital.
Right. So in the end, to summarize, basically what you're suggesting is that the current regulatory actions that we're seeing vis-a-vis the technology sector within China is largely going to be transient, and it does not change the long-term story for the technology space within China or the Chinese equities market in general. And on top of that, you do not see many obvious benefits for Indian domestic market or equity market or the Indian economy in general from the turbulence that we are witnessing in China, largely because China would remain a preferred pick in Asia along with India and not a substitute, as a substitute for India. So I hope that I've got that right. And on that note, I will really like to thank you so much for, joining in today on the platform and providing so much clarity on what has been a very, very complex issue to understand from investors' point of view. Thank you so much, sir.
That's it, folks, in this week's edition of the Investor's Guide podcast. Do come back next Saturday for the next episode. In the meantime, you can also check out our regular podcast on the equity market twice every weekday on edmarkets.com. Have a great day.